Yo, this episode is gonna sound a little bit sucky. I'm just recording on my MP3 player instead of with my good recorder. But I do like the spontaneousness of this. I'll just pull it out, even though it doesn't sound as good. Oh, I'm so exhausted. It's ridiculous, man. I don't know what's happening. The day before Scott Pilgrim, I didn't sleep very much. I tried to catch like a nap. I guess I napped a little. I napped. Sound like a little wee baby. And then I went to the midnight screening. And then I wanted to get a little ham radio done that night. Not ham radio, XO, the other show, which I did, a little 20-minute one that I'm very proud of. I'm very glad with how it turned out. It's just a little episode about Scott Pilgrim, using some stuff from Retronauts. I don't mind doing little shows like that. I would not be opposed to doing more of them. Just, I guess it just depends on the show. It depends on what. Sometimes the short ones work out, sometimes they don't. Episode 3, the one about the end of the world, is really short also, and that turned out great. That was one of my favorite ones. But I drank a fuck ton of coffee that night to get that thing done and up, because I wanted it to be available for Friday morning. It's so weird that that is like this morning. Like, this is all, feels like it's been a long time, just because I am not sleeping. But I wanted it to be available so people could hear it this weekend. And then maybe they'll go see Scott Pilgrim. Just passed a guy about my age, sleeping on the sidewalk. Man, if I can't sleep in a bed, dude, being homeless, fuck. Well, I mean, I was homeless for like 3 days, 3.5, out in Vancouver. I'll do a show about that sometime. It was more of an experiment, and it didn't go well. I'm way too high strung for that shit. So yeah, I stayed up till 7:30 in the morning finishing that XO. It's still amazing that I got it done in one day, because XO takes forever. There's a little piece here and there, little things about it that I'm like, ooh, nuts. Only really one little tiny part that no one else would ever notice, but that I would have fixed under normal circumstances. But I got it up, and then I woke up at about 12:30, like I always do. It's like, oh, that's not enough sleep. And then I've been awake all day, and now it's like fucking 2 in the morning. I just can't sleep. Don't know why. Man, though, I'm particularly addled in the brain because of this not sleeping. But yeah, I've listened to that little XO I made, man, probably 15 times. Because it's so short, just 20 minutes, and it's not me, it's Retronaut Guy, so it's not weird to listen to over and over. I really like how that turned out, and it just, I don't know, man. There's little parts. I happened to record some audio in the movie theater, and just like the very end of that movie, don't worry, no spoiler, continue. Scott and Ramona's relationship, the countdown, 10, 9, 8. Makes me sad and happy, which is, I don't know, when things strike me as beautiful, it doesn't necessarily make me happy. It kind of makes me sad, but in a glad way. It's just how my brain is wired. Or even just the part where at the very start of the movie where they announce that it takes place in Toronto not so long ago, in the mysterious land of Toronto, Canada, and the whole crowd cheers, and it just makes me so glad that I'm here. Anyway, I'm laying in bed like a schmuck, not being able to sleep. I'm like, oh, what am I doing? Fuck this. Let's just get up. I noticed on Twitter, somebody mentioned there's a meteor shower going on these last couple days. And I guess like 2 days ago was supposed to be the best time. But this dude on Twitter could still see the stuff, although he's in a cabin outside of the city. He says he's in a sleeping bag right now, watching them. So I was like, I don't know, let's give this a shot. I mean, I'm in downtown Toronto. I probably can't find a spot that's dark enough, even if this thing is still going on, but let's give it a go. Let's see what happens. Why not? Just get up, walk around, do something. All right, so I just used it prominently in that last XO, but let's listen to Beck's song Ramona from the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. Very pretty, pretty song.
Oh,
Yeah, I think this is no dice. I don't know if there's any meteor shower stuff still going on, but even if there is, there's a lot of lights in downtown Toronto. I remember my friend Terry used to live way outside the city limits of Fredericton for a while, and man, it was crazy to be out there at night and walk down the street. Just pitch fucking black. Like, the world gets so fucking dark when you're out in the woods. It's crazy. So I'm sure that would make a big difference. Even the place he lives now, we went for a walk down the street by his house, and one of the lights was burned out. And for that one stretch along the highway, it's like, Jesus Christ, it's dark. You could just, like, walk into someone, you'd never even see them. I don't know, I don't have anything to say. I'm just gonna go buy some food or something. Get some apples, I'm in the mood for apples. Luckily I live amazingly close to, and there's like two or three different 24-hour grocery stores right by my house, and one that's not 24-hour. Just a ton of them. I got a lot of options. So I'm gonna go do that. I don't know what songs to play or what to fucking talk about. I don't even know why I'm recording myself. My brain doesn't work. Blah. Just hit the grocery store, and now just the way my crazy brain works, I don't even feel tired now. I feel all awake. Oh wait, there it is. I can feel a little pressure in the back of my eyeballs, like, hey man, we're doing this for you, we're holding off on your pain. But go to bed. It's like, what if I could, dudes? What do you want, man? I don't know. I have a lot of arguments with my own body and head. But yeah, I kind of like just hitting the, so many grocery stores around here, just kind of hitting them and seeing what's on sale. Because sometimes stuff is on like big time sale, so it's like, well, that's what I'll eat then. Yeah, I'm not fucking picky. Hook me up. Anyway, man, super skeleton crew at this one Sobeys. It seemed like there were only two people, like a cashier and a security guy. There might have been a third person, but there's not many. So, you know, they don't have somebody at the ready all the time, of course, because it's fucking 3 in the morning. So, I don't know, she was stocking shelves or something. I had to hang out for a couple minutes and wait. So, I was looking through these fucking Cosmo and stuff, these chick magazines. Just death, man. So shit. I don't know, there's like the sex positions. So, I was checking that out. One of them was like, lie face up on a kitchen counter with your hips just to the edge of the table, and then you can lift your legs in a scissor position, and this enables a zeta blah 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 blah. But of course it just comes down to, now allow him to enter you. Like, I think you could sum this up a lot faster. Hey, fuck a guy. Stick a dick in your pussy. You know? Do it from different angles. It's really not that complicated, I don't think. Which is, hey, don't mistake me for an uncaring lover, ladies. Just, I don't know. You're overthinking it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. With your Cosmo. Anyway, they had an Archie, so I started reading that. Hasn't changed much. Still the classic Dan DiCarlo style. I was glad to see, though, at least it wasn't literal old comics from Dan DiCarlo. I mean, seeing as he's dead, it's just creepy. But I noticed that Mr. Lodge, that's Veronica's last name, right? Veronica Lodge. Anyway, Veronica's dad is talking to Veronica's mom about how Archie's not the right material to join their country club. And apparently Veronica's mom's name is Hermione. It's weird, right? Like Harry Potter. Remember when I first read Harry Potter, I didn't know how to pronounce her name. Hermione, I think, is what I thought it was. Anyway. I used to love Archie comics when I was a kid, man. I loved that stuff. Oh, that's right. I didn't know Veronica's name either. I was talking to my ma, just like, oh, yeah, Archie, man. That's so good. Fucking Archie and Jughead and Betty and Veronica. She's like, who the fuck? Veronica. And she's like, oh, Veronica. But hey, that's English for you. It's fucking nonsense. Memorize every word, because the rules don't mean shit.
Skip to the time of neither.
right, back to my good recorder. That was a song by the Tragically Hip called Lake Fever, by the way. So it's the next day, and I finally got some sleep. Thank fucking Christ. Because even yesterday when I got home, I ended up staying awake for some more hours. I don't know when the hell I finally got to sleep. 5 in the morning, 5:30, something crazy like that. Anyway, I didn't wake up today until 2:30 in the afternoon. And it only lasted for about 5 minutes, but when I first woke up, I felt real happy. Because just like, yeah, I'm not tired. Wow. That never happens. These people walking behind me, it's like if you're making a little like flash video or something and you wanted to have stereotypical sort of, what's it called when you're a step up from hipster, like you're a hipster that now has money, the young yuppies. It was just like the dialogue you would write for them. Just like, I think I need to cut back on the Starbucks a little bit. I feel like Starbucks is probably not that good for me. Oh, man. Another place. What's this place called? Fionn McCool's? Some kind of Irish place? More chicks in the pleated skirts. What's up with that? Is it just because they're crazy hot? Well, obviously. Anyway, my little burst of, feeling rested didn't last all that long because I'm way behind. Sleep debt, which is a North American thing in general, but for me, extra bad. So I just always have trouble sleeping. I remember one time at my last place, the house that burned down, I slept for 16 hours once. It was amazing. I just slept and slept and slept and slept and slept. Anyway, I'm on the way to the post office. Up a package that arrived for me. Not totally sure what it is. I think it might be clippers so I can buzz my hair. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Why does anyone listen to this show? What the fuck am I talking about? Anyway, I got a book the other day. It's called The Art of Mixtape Culture by Thurston Moore. It's shaped like an actual mixtape. I remember when it first came out in like 2005. I saw it in Vancouver and I was like, that's the coolest fucking book. Fuck. I wish I could buy that. But it was like $30. And it's like, I can't spend $30 on that. It's not a very in-depth book, you know. It's just about a lot of design stuff. The Art of the Mixtape. But now, 5 years later, I remembered about it. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that book. And I got it off some website for $2. $2 and some shipping. Boom. And then I forgot that I ordered it, so when it showed up, I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Not only is it like a sweet book I always wished that I had, but it's $2, man. Anyone who's sent me donations lately, just presume that two of those dollars went to that book and made me happy. Alright, so with all the Our Lady Peace I played last show, got me listening to them a little more. I went forward in the catalog a bit, but I don't know, that band just kept getting softer and softer. So instead I went back to their first album, which is just badass. I loved that album when it came out, and it's still pretty goddamn good. Like, it's more narrowly focused than their later stuff. Very straightforward rock album, but it's really good. Oh, car accident. People taking pictures with the cell phones.
pretty weird time we're in now, where everyone has a camera on them at all times. It's good for being an internet pervert, I'll tell you that. Because every hot chick in the world has got a fucking camera on her phone. Just a matter of time, you know? Just a matter of time before she takes pictures and gives them to some unscrupulous boyfriend. There are so many hot chicks on the internet, it's like a totally oversaturated resource. It's just like there's so many of them. It's just like, yep. Wow, look at that. More and more and more. I used to have a hard time regulating myself on the internet when I was in my teens. It's just like, tits, man, oh my god, there's tits everywhere. I should just stay up all night looking at tits. Nowadays, I stay up all night, but because of neuroses, it's not, you know, I got it more contained. But it's pretty nice. It's like, hey, if I wanted to see a different hot naked chick every day for the rest of my life, no problem. Probably every hour for the rest of my life. That's so doable now. So this is a song from the first Our Lady Peace album. It's called Super Satellite.
I've read the last.
So it was indeed my a little electric hair clipper thingy that showed up. Very exciting for you guys, right? I can buzz my hair now. That changes your life significantly, I'm sure. You know, I was wondering, how the magazine industry is actually doing. I mean, I just assumed it was going down the toilet. But I guess a lot of that is just because EGM went out of business, and it turns out that was more because Ziff Davis was fucking stupid and shitty as a company. Because now EGM's back. There's tons of video game magazines still going in that place, that Shopper's Drug Mart. That's our, that's what our drug stores are called here. Every square inch of that place that's got a little bit of shelf space has got magazines in it. Just a ton of magazines everywhere, so at the very least, dopey chicks are still buying magazines, that's for sure. But I guess, you know, that's to be expected, right? That the first to go down would be the tech-savvy sort of stuff. And the last to go will be, like, Chatelaine or whatever. But the video game magazines are still doing okay. Maybe it's kids' magazines, you know? Maybe kids are doing all their stuff online now. Maybe they don't have those anymore. I don't know. It seems like the decline of print is going a lot slower than I expected. That guy, Scott McCloud, he did a really great book called Understanding Comics way back in the 90s. And he did a follow-up called Reinventing Comics about how print comics were going down. It's all going to be online. And I bought that hook, line, and sinker. I totally thought that that's what was going to happen. But it didn't. Heck, Cal, the guy that owns the comic shop I used to work at, he just opened a second comic shop in Dartmouth. He's doing all right. So yeah, the decline. Or, if you look at it the other way, the rise of digital media. Not going so fast. Not as fast as I would have assumed. Also, man, painkillers are expensive, dude. I used up all of my roommate's Advil. So I was like, no problem, I'll just go buy some more. And for the big bottle that she had, it was like literally $30 for like a 250 Advil or something. It was fucking insane. So instead, I just got the smaller bottle with 100 in it for like $15, 17 with tax. Just like, shit, man. Fuck. If I knew that shit was that expensive, I would have used it up a little slower. Anyway, speaking of old Our Lady Peace, I also found a really old demo from before their first album came out. This is a song called... Did you hear what I just did there? That weird trail off? It's because I'm listening to music while I talk. I can barely hear myself. So it makes me not talk good, like I'm deaf. You know, you start to slide. It hurts my diction. It makes my tone different sometimes. A little nasally. Oh yeah, Scott Pilgrim was really good, by the way. I guess that's obvious from that XO I did. Man, they pulled that off. Michael Cera did such a good job. Proud of that kid. I mean, it's a different interpretation of Scott Pilgrim, but I really loved how he did that. I'm glad now that he was in it. Because like every other comic nerd in the world, I was doubtful. Alright, so this is a way old Our Lady Peace song called Nobody's Right that they reworked into the song The Birdman, which is maybe my favorite song on their first album. It's a real good song. So here's the old demo version. Nobody's Right by Our Lady Peace from the early 90s or mid, whenever they fucking started.
Birdman wants to get inside of your mind. Nobody's wrong, nobody's right. Open the blinds, and people are your people. Get it out, get it out, get it out, get it out. cracks. You hear it live. Talk about information. You sit back and criticize. You criticize. Nobody's wrong. Nobody's right. They give him a ride. And people, all your people. Flowers in her hands, and she doesn't know.